This is Wade Rafke, the Chief Organizer's Report. Keeping politics weird. Going to Austin, Texas from time to time, you'll see bumper stickers and window signs in this huge boomtown that still say, "Keep Austin Weird." At least with politics, there's no need for a bumper sticker, because these days it seems all about making sure politics is weird. In the United Kingdom, the Conservative ruling party is claiming there's a constitutional crisis because the largely honorific unelected House of Lords, rather than being content with their sinecures and titles, actually straightened their backs for the first time in 100 years and refused to go along with tax credit cuts for the working poor, which would have hit millions for a loss of about $1,200 per year. Lords are not just to the manor born, but include Labor Lords and Liberal Democrat Lords, and they teamed up for a bit of pushback, getting headlines for something other than spending their expense money at massage parlors and the like. The Conservatives may modify the cuts or delay them somewhat, and also may just back the House of Lords with more Lords to fatten their majority and put off another faux crisis like this for another century. Meanwhile, on the other side of the pond, we have Donald Trump reduced to begging the crowd in Iowa to push his polling numbers back to the top and pretending he went to public high school with the rest of us by shouting in the Republican debate that Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio really don't like each other. The one thing that Trump has contributed to the Republican primaries thus far is total admission that political primaries are in fact exactly the same as high school student council popularity contest. It was a surprise to find that Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey is still running for president. Same for Senator Rand Paul and Governor Bobby Jindal, but hey, let's keep politics weird. Meanwhile, over here, I will fly out of Heathrow and leave the discussion of the splits in the Labor Party and its civil war over the election of Jeremy Corbyn, a harder left leader than many expected after a drubbing of the party's former leader in a recent election that has left the party reeling. Somehow, the former leader, Ed Miliband, turned up at a training of sorts offered by a UK community organizing group and US-based Industrial Areas Foundation community organizer. Arnie Graf was quoted in the New Statesman crowing about the fact that Miliband would have done better to have gone to the training before he was blown away in a curious exercise of kicking sand in his face after having claimed to help him previously. Arnie then took shots at Corbyn and his supporters, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and progressives in general, proving mainly that he was either having a very bad day and was caught by a reporter in the middle of it, or has suddenly become even older and crankier than Bernie himself. And then to make Hillary sure that she's known by the Democrats rather than loved by them and isolating progressives' hopes for the future even more, she made it clear she was still committed to capital punishment, come hell or high water, just wanted a kinder, gentler path to the electric chair. Soon there will be a bumper sticker on her car saying, "Keep politics weird" as well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.